Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ,
party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health care, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, the international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Yeah.
Now that's what that was, people. But yeah, live right here up in the building, people. The speech in the artist Friday presents Mr. Bryn King out of Seattle, Washington. Got a new hit. You all said it's all about independent artists here. It's all we support right here live on WDGE Radio. And we got this artist, by the way, of Miss Heavenly Angel. We'll be getting the tracks and everything loaded up shortly. And we'll be doing a real big lesson, probably about a half an hour. And yeah, that's what's going down today. The official feature in the artist Friday kicks off February 25th, you know what I'm saying, after the start of season number 3. But you know, we're trying to get in a few artists ahead of time, you know, just throw a couple of people up in here. And that's what we do around this piece, you know what I'm saying? So it's going down real big. Today is Friday, featured in the artist Friday. Okay, that's the Facebook info. Okay. And we got the breakdown. Okay. And that's the Facebook. All right. Okay. Yeah, information how to work. Follow them on Facebook. All right. Morse. Shouts out to Morse. True. Okay. And, yes. Oh, yeah. It's going down. People, it's going down. I'm sorry. All right, so let's go ahead and bring in Miss Heavenly Angel real quick. And then we're going to get into a couple of little jams here. And then get ready for the interview.
Timmy!
All righty.
Good morning.
So,
good afternoon to you. How are you today?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody out there on the coasts.
West Coast, East Coast, that's where we are.
There you go. All on them coasts. You know what I'm saying? Down on the South Coast.
Happy birthday, Bryn King.
Yeah, going down real big. Up and coming independent artist. It's going to be live right here on the show. So we're doing a little double celebration. You know what I'm saying? Got the birthday boy coming in. And also, Yeah, I'm fucking winded here, people.
Wake it up, baby.
Yeah, a late night, you know.
Sounds like the
slow ass Coco's Lounge last night, you know. It's all good.
Just hanging out at Coco's Lounge with the shooters up, right?
Trying to do the picture thing and all that kind of shit, yeah.
Are the shooter girls there every night?
Yeah. It's you know, there's just a set of them. It's either two of them. You got the bartender, the manager bartender, and then you got, you know, normally two shooter girls, or Wednesday nights it'd be about six of them, because there'd be a lot of people. So they need two of them to do the little daiquiri crap that they do. They do sell daiquiris on the dance floor and spike daiquiris, and then you got the restaurant work behind the bar, you know what I'm saying? You know,
I saw a drink called Spiked Dykes.
Yeah, that was my drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's
Spike Dyke, what's in that?
Rum. I think they put white rum in one of them and brown rum in the other one. Or they probably put rum in both of them. You can taste it, though. It's like rum, man. Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. Take a few of them and then they all right. Yeah, all right. When they first started making them bitches there was potent, and I had about three of them bitches. I was like, damn. Taste the alcohol. Now they kind of, I don't know. Slacked up in the alcohol and shit. They be trying to whoop the game, you know. Make some fruity ice and shit. I got to slack off the fruity ice.
Sounds like you.
Yeah. That's the stupid, like Mr. C say. That's the stupid Spike Daiquiris. That's what he called them. Stupid meaning good, people. Stupid meaning good. Right. So, yeah, that's what's going down. So how did you meet Mr. Bryn King?
On Facebook.
Oh, okay. That sounds like the old Facebook.
I like his music. I think he's got talent.
Shouts out to Facebook for some things. Other than that, they suck. But they are.
It's crazy, Facebook land, man. It's crazy. You got your poker. You got your jokers. You got your shakers.
Brand King.
Got it all there. Then you got your loved ones, of course. You know, friends and family.
Yeah.
That's even crazier.
That is. It's like you got to have two separate accounts because then you start getting lazy and start adding people to your damn account. Next thing you know, now you got all these fuckheads, you know what I'm saying, added to your shit. And,
yeah, I'm feeling like I need to have another one, another Facebook, just for the Looney Tunes.
Let's see.
So you got Matt Sardis.
Huh? Yeah. What is this? No, I ain't interested in that. Shooter Girl's going wild. Yeah, boy. And that ain't even all the pictures. You know what I mean? That ain't even all the pictures. What are they talking about? There ain't no... Ain't no what? What the hell did I comment on? Goddamn Jaime and shit. He be putting all these goddamn pictures, different pictures. Although I was the one of Goofy Bone talking about. I hope the red gets me the job. He got his red tie on, and I said, and mofo talking about there ain't no employment out there. It's out there. You just got to go out after, and instead of thinking it will find you, just because your past or present experience. Only you can change you. And the motherfucker didn't get the job, people, but fuck it. He said keep the chin up and burn the office down tomorrow. Right. All right. Well, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Those little updates right there bring to you. And, we're going to be hollering at Q. Q Phrase, you know what I'm saying? She just celebrated her birthday, just passed her birthday tour. They'll be in coming back down here to Tampa at the end of the month, you know what I'm saying? Lord willing, by the end of the month, I'm getting the up out of here. It's time to go. I keep telling myself that, so I will go. And that's real. So we're going to go ahead and pump this thing up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And, get ready, people. Speech of any artist Friday presents Bryn King. You're in the building with Captain Smell. So good. Live on the Record Game Radio. Starship Smelly Pride, baby, is how we do it. Shout out to Trey Foles, he did part of town. Miss Jai Newton, hit her up, www.myspace.com/Jai Newton.
Party in the club, hands on up, weapons from the start, no grabbing real blood. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons from the start, no grabbing real blood. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Throw them hands up, yeah, party like a rock star. Do shake it fast like she's driving in a NASCAR. Club, them rocking, yeah, it's out of pocket. See, they what's up, get a record sweating armpits. Club going crazy, moving like a mosh pit. Make it go wild, hide you like a circus. Do the diddy drop, no hit them with a two step. Go real dumb, no act real crazy. Six figures hiking, dissing on you ladies. Going real hard like I'm trying to have a baby. Climbing to the top, shake the club like an earthquake. Yeah, we tear it up, burning down like a protest. Eggshells cracking, parking lot, it's a yoke test. DJ going crazy, it's a wet seat contest. Party stay live, you'll be party to the sun hit. Yo, six figures, party to the sunset. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real blood. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real blood. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Holla at a G, yeah, she really want me. I think it's 2 and G, but I think it's a G. Bring it back stacking, Sack King Mackin'. US to Europe, let's get it acting. Six figures, boy, I am the main attraction. Killing y'all slow, cause I'm spitting out cancer. Deep in my verb, get them cold 16. You addicted to my speech, cause I spit like a cheese. Going so hard for the big Euro bus. Ching Ching partner, German Rockweiler. Bite on the gang, cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine flu. Never gonna stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grabbing real blood. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grabbing real blood. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
Steppers in the club, get fresh like me. No dress code, cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking, yellow girls, can't you see? Rose, low, Henny, black, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt, yet extinct. Purple, the OG tree. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. Six figures going like Moss real deep. You hear me say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like lobster tails, I'm macking. Money on deck, club pimping, never slacking. Six figures girl in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snapping. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, six figures, party stay active. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grabbing real blood. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grabbing real blood. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
Hey, what it do, man? It's your homeboy from the West Coast all the way out here in California, man. I'm flying through, man, with the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, man. Six figures in the building, man. Smelly, I see you, man. Beam me up right now, man. I'm trying to come. You understand that? Yeah.
We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun. We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun.
Tonight I'm fly, fresher than a bitch. People head to toe on my grown man shit. Learn a few guard bars in the port quick. Cause it's a nightlife, nightlife, I love this. Tonight I'm fly, fresher than a bitch. People head to toe on my grown man shit. Learn a few guard bars in the port quick. Cause it's a nightlife, nightlife, I love this.
Yeah. Don't crack it on up. Big red and bow legs. All that goddamn don't. Half a drunk. Lil' mama blown on that straw. Trick a little something. And give my niggas what they want. Looking good. Feeling good. You smell it good by turn. Independent black woman. Straight job. No churn. Hollywood on that one. She always keep a fresh burn. Hot girl. Yeah, for sure. You play with her. You get burned. Southern bread. Southern fair. Raised on beans and cornbread. Take no drama from no nigga. That's embedded in her head. Ass like a mule. Thighs like a thoroughbred. Her nigga locked up. 25 in the bed. That's why she in the middle of the dance floor. Don't drinking like she was an ATL strip hoe. Watch how she drop that ass there, roll it real slow. Man, she crumpling in a bitch on that X in the hip.
No party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun. We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun.
Tonight I'm party with no bullshit. People head to toe on my groom and shit. Tonight we gon' party with no bullshit. Tonight's your night, so let's stay up and do some freaking party like the rock stars all week.
skin. Sipping that shit to get your backbone. This party no bullshit, let that grow. Half a beer got me in the zone. Boyfriend hating, tell me what he hating on. Better party no bullshit, cause on that dumb shit, you probably won't make it home. Better go have fun.
Wait. Got my wrist busted with a Glock. See all you fall below me, I'm rising to the top. I like the hand I was dealt, I will not fly. Hustle 24/7, that means around the clock.
Right here live, baby. It's Wrecking the Game Radio feature in the artist Friday presents Brink King. You know what I'm saying? Giving shouts out to Mr. Goofy and Bo. Representing San Jose, California over there. You know what I'm saying? We're doing a real big up in here. Coming up in probably about 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to get into the interviews and the artists and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Till then, though, we all rocking out. You know what I'm saying? Bring back a little exclusive right here. This is Miss Red Shades. You know what I'm saying? Since we're starting all this new year anyways. Happy New Year to everybody out there to celebrate 2011. And I do mean 11.
That's what's left. Uh-huh. As a child, I was so charismatic, and my intelligence was way above average. I'm not bragging, it's a part of my passage. Used to sleep wild, always falling off the mattress. I'm so dramatic, my mother said I should have been an actress. On call when I heard action, put it in consideration cause I had practice. Had people laughing while I was in the classes. That's just so off topic, but I'm back. Had to plan a way that I would go pursue my passion. People tell you dreams, but act slow as molasses. Wanna move forward, but they kept me moving backwards. That is okay, had to get on track. And me giving up is something that will never happen. Rapping always seemed to be my attraction. It always seemed to be my attraction. As for you critics, I don't really care what you say, because hip-hop saved my life like Lupe. Hooray, now I'm just trying to get airplay. I won't be able if you listen to the hearsay, but I wanna hear my songs playing on the station, spinning favorite drug on heavy rotation. Then have people outside just waiting, saying, Red Shades, girl, you finally made it. If there's opportunity, I'm probably gonna take it, but you won't see me on no covers getting naked. See, I love my body and my body is sacred. Just to work my way up and see familiar faces. Just by doing that, they gon' label me as different, cause I didn't use sex to gain recognition. Listen, although this is a competition, I don't wanna have regret sitting here wishing. Now I'm reflected on the past, present, future. Ask me how I'm feeling, I'ma say I'm feeling super.
The tax benefits and the opportunity to make some white coats rich. for his drugs. And which white coat did the research and discovered resin can be used in armored trucks, but hide the findings of the experiment from the public. The media has it all dressed up, and although we're blind, everything is as it looks. A hospital ain't nothing but a dope hole full of pushers with attendants that come by in shifts and ask you how you're doing. And if you've got good insurance, they'll give you an open line straight to the unit where you can manage your hits if they can control the dosage. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pen. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin, glycerol to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pen. Every day they say, as regimen, you should take an action. Twist the words and describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world sends. I'm so tired of the double standards, when the real conspiracy is, it was done to line the white coat pockets. Cause if the man next to the man doesn't like it, you're added to a shit list for bad media task force and coalition. Added to say no to drug campaigns where they pass out pamphlets to symbolize bad. They put bones atop skulls all over the package. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spends. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin, twist the rest and describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world's pen. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin, twist the words and describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world's pen. Get enough of them to approve, and you too can become a user of the doctor's special. But don't worry about the long-term effects of the heart, the liver, upset stomach, and diarrhea. It's the media, as the whole world pens. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin, twist the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world's pen. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin, twist the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world's pen. Never forget that crack kills, despite the fact my uncle here has been smoking crack for 20 years. And while I'm at work every day, he's getting high, because he's concentrated on what he wants to achieve while the media dictates what we believe. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world's pen. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin, twist the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world's pen.
Oh my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh man. Oh my God. Oh. All right, yeah, that's how we're doing in Reno.
All right, going down real big, people. Let's go ahead and get this thing started up in this Motoneka. You know what I'm saying? Hold up. Wrong button, get the out of the way, Timmy.
Timmy!
All right, we got to get this thing officially started. Live up in here's a speech of Indianapolis Friday presents Friend Bren King. And I know I'm saying
yeah.
that right because I've been motherfucking been drilled on it like I'm back in the military or something. Make sure I got
yeah,
the name
Bren
right.
King.
Bren King. That's what's happening. Now it's spelled Brian,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's spelled B-R-Y-N. Spelled B-R-Y-N-K-I-N-G, but it's pronounced Bren. And once you get it, it rolls off the tongue, baby. What's going on?
Hey, that's what time it is. Well, you up in the building. First of all, let me get this out of the way real quick. Because she's informed me, you know what I'm saying, that the day you turn 21, it really don't mean shit to you. You know what I'm saying? But all birthdays are your how we celebrate here is your New Year. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just your birthday. This is actually your New Year. You know what I'm saying? So you should be celebrating double on this day. You know what I'm saying? So before we get into this thing, we're going to pump it up for you just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Pump it up a little bit. This is Wrecking the Game Radio style. We're going to send a little happy birthday shout out to Mr. Bren King right here. This is how we do.
You see?
Party up. Party up for it. You know what I'm saying?
If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
That's great.
What's going on?
Out the way. Yeah. Have a birthday to you, homie. You know what I'm saying? Real
happy
big
birthday,
man. Bring it in. You know, all
yeah,
the other ages don't look. None of the other ages don't mean shit. Except for 21. It's only
21
time that
on the 21st.
You're labeled. You know, you're no longer labeled, you know, a teen. You fell out of teen years, you know, and now you can drink if you do want to drink. Illegally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, legally instead of illegally. You know,
and
now people look at you more as, you know, now you're an adult. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, at 18, they lied to you. You know, 21, you know, is when everybody, even, you know, in military, non-military, when you turn 21, that's when you step
yeah.
into your manhood, you know what I'm saying, and your things
yeah.
start opening up for you, doors start opening up. So, all right, go ahead, give me a little background on you, because the only thing I got on you right now is what's on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, my name is Bren King. I was born in Bremerton, Washington, grew up in the Northwest, Bremerton, the Seattle area. I picked up a pen last year. I was on my way to do some time. I can't lie to you, world. I was out on bail and never wrote a rhyme before in my life. This was a year ago. I picked up a pen. The next week, I was shaking hands with producer Kevin Gardner, Seattle Zone, multi-platinum record producer for E-40's original work, creator of the vocal chi technique. He's a genius. Put me on. Went and did my little time, came back, worked on my music, and this is it, man. I'm about to make it happen. This is the overtone of my entire life, and it's I'm taking it. I'm taking it exactly where I said I was gonna take it the first day. And for everybody that never believed, man, you can check me out. Go ahead and YouTube me, Bryn King. You can find me on the Facebook, myspace.com/fastnorthwest, reverbnation.com/Bren King. Twitter, follow me at Real Bren King, and yeah, keep in tune.
Okay, now who you got management or how the deal work with you?
Official management. I'm an independent artist. I've worked with some colleagues. Shout out to Cito at Up and Coming Records in Seattle. He put me on. Shout out to Silverstein Davis at Purple Beat Productions. She originally who put me on. And no, I'm independent right now. I'm moving to Houston on the 5th. H-Town, here I come. Shout out to Brad, Mama C over at UGK. Hopefully everything's going to fall into position when I get to H-Town, and we're going to make it happen. But no, independent for anybody listening.
Oh, that's you know, that's
yeah.
all we push you. This is indie radio, you know what I'm saying? If you
yeah.
heard anything I've been playing, this is strictly independent. I don't fuck with no T.I.'s, Jeezy's, none of that dumb shit. That's, if you, and it's not that. Only thing my concept is, you know, because I'm independent DJ. So if you are independent artist, then I only need to be catering to you. So that's all I cater to. You know what I'm saying? I don't play no commercial shit. And if you get signed, therefore you become commercial. I still do some follow-ups. But I mean, I'm not finna push your music, you know what I'm saying, as hard as I was, because you don't need it no more. Now you got, that's what the label is for. Now, if they're not pushing you as hard as I was to get you to that label, then you need to motherfucker find another label.
Yes, yes.
You know, because they ain't doing enough for you. So you're fresh into the game, you know, with a little, with no experience before that.
None. And I mean none.
None. But what type of music did you grow up on?
I grew up on a little everything. When I was real younger, it was a mix between a little, like, alternative stuff and, like, some old Bone Thugs. And then from there, you know, growing up, a little this and that, everything that sounded good. And right now, I'm a huge R&B fan, to be truthful. If I could sing, believe me, I would. I'd be a singer, but I'm a rapper.
Who doing it for you right now in the game as far as the R&B tip?
R&B, you know, I'm not really too hip on the new R&B, but Anthony Hamilton, Music Soulchild, couple names out there.
Okay, but you ain't on the Drake and all that.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, definitely. I was definitely on the Drake bandwagon. I was his supporter before he blew up, but now that everybody else is on him, I still root for him from the background, but
You know, I laughed at, you got videos out?
Music videos? No.
Yeah. For any of the songs?
Nope.
Okay.
Nah, I finished my first mixtape. Yeah, definitely working on that.
I got someone that could do your video for free.
Ooh.
In college, and now taking classes on it, and it's got a nice camera for it.
Who that? Goofy Bone?
No, soon-to-be niece's husband. But yeah, Brian.
I'll get
you hooked up on that.
Oh, most definitely.
You got a cameraman.
All right, that's what's up. Now you got two tracks, because I normally do, you know, three tracks just to get, you know, a whole, you know, whole spectrum of how the artist is, you know what I'm saying?
So yes.
Like an R&B cut with somebody or a rap. And so that's how I like to get three different songs, you know what I'm saying, to represent all three of them. But since you only got two, and she says that the other ones aren't copyrighted, which is a smart move, you know what I'm saying? Just don't start putting music out there just because you want it out there. If you can't have it tracked, you know what I'm saying, either by BMI or somebody like that, you know what I'm saying, don't just be putting it out. Hey, dog, listen to this, man. Tell me if it's hot. Because once you give it to a DJ and they start actually pushing it, you know, that's you actually losing track of spins that you're getting that you could have, you know what I'm saying, that you actually could have got had the songs been registered. So, you know.
Got another one on the way. Here.
In your mixtape. Where's your mixtape at? Where can it be downloaded or picked up at?
Yeah, you can find my first mixtape. This was about my, like, 9-10 month mark. It's called Rain Season. You can find it at www.reverbnation.com/Bryn King. It's a 16-track mixtape. It's a great representation of where I came in the ground zero to 9 months. And it's got 16 tracks. The reason I only threw you two is because the mixtape wasn't it was a mixtape, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, other people beats and stuff like that.
Yeah, most definitely. And I'm constantly, I feel like I'm blessed to be constantly improving. I'm reaching new plateaus all the time, and so I really just wanted to throw you whatever was newest. And so those were my only two completely original professional productions, and they both had a little saucy feature on them. One of them, How to Mob, is featuring platinum recording artist Mr. Fab from Oakland, California, Mr. FAB. The other one's featuring producer turned singer Kevin Gardner. Definitely keep an eye out for that one, Sexy Without Trying. That's my little, it shows you how versatile I am, both of them. They're two different sides of the spectrum. I wish I could have hit you with the third, though, to show you the middle ground.
Yeah. Well, that's all good, because, you know, you're always welcome back, you know what I'm saying, on the show, because this is what we do, you know what I'm saying? And we do track progress of different artists, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm extending, you know, come back through and tell us what's up, and you get the same. But now one thing about us is, you know, if we like the music and Miss Amy Lane's already said she loved the music, so that's, you know what I'm saying, why even schedule you for the date, because normally this is Freak the Fuck Out Friday. We just kind of party all day. But, you know what I'm saying, she let me know this is a special day. This is your birthday, so I did want to, you know, take some time out, man, because I don't know what's going on in your personal life. But, you know, I'm from Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying? So I feel that, you know, shit, if I can reach all the way out from goddamn the Sunshine State, you know, somebody should do something for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, shout out to Tampa. Shout out to Florida, for sure. Beautiful spot.
Yeah, we doing a real bit. You been down here?
Right now, baby. Not the world.
You been to Tampa or any part of Florida?
I went to Fort Lauderdale and Orlando before.
Oh, okay. Old town, yeah, you went to the normal spots, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're the normal spots where people normally go. That's cool. All right, well, check this out. We're going to get into this first cut because I want to listen to it. And then when we come back, I'm going to let Heaven Legend take over the second half before we get into Sexy Without Trying. We're going to get into this How to Mob.
Yeah.
All right, that's what it's called, How to Mob. And this is featuring who?
Mr. F.A.B.
Mr. Fab. That's your boy from Geeked Up. Geeked Up.
That's that Yellow Bus Rider, all that. Yeah, that's him.
All that. Okay. All right. Well, here we go, people. It's Record of Game Radio exclusive right here. You know what I'm saying? This is Mr. Bryn King, and this is How to Mob, live on the Star City Smelly Pride. Check it out.
Play that position.
Woo!
Brainstorm on the beat.
Don't do their job.
Fabby Davis, good looking.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Who we be to rap, what key be to lock, or the automatic start of the engine with hip hop. Game will be told, so I teach you how to mob. So if you ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. Had to hit them hard, I hit them up with a bass. Mr. Fab, it's a track, Mr. Yellow, but from the bay. Mobbing out a day with Versace up on the chase. Call me coach, play position and run me another play. Ones on the floor, keep the hundreds in my hand. You can fit a couple thousand real snug in a rubber band. Only fear God, never scared of another man. I am not scared of losing or needing another plan. Baby girl like the window down in the heat up, with my hand on her leg when she rolling the weed up. 8 and 9, 5, they just trying to keep up. 10 toes down, I'm not kicking my feet up.
Pay attention, little bruh, I'll show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh, only big guys. Keep goons on deck, bruh, in case you got a problem.
Bro, tell me what you mixing up in the cuts, bro. You say that when you see me, you gon' hit them up. Nah, retaliation leave you needing more than luck, bro. I got that Kush bagging, just about to get to swagging. And only the finest models allowed in the bandwagon. I don't know your cousin, you're letting the little steam. You are not affiliated or a member of the team. Keep company that qualifies kings. Don't affiliate with hoes or any drama that they bring. I will fear no man, got a problem, better swing. White shots outline, leave them lying in the ring. I know how to spot a cop's lights in the rear view. Zoning off a quarter purple cut, get a clear view. CDH told me lace them up, so I'm going in. Competition, I just twist them up, blow them in the wind.
Hey, listen, little bruh, I show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh, only fear God. Keep tools on deck, bruh, in case you got a problem. Trap, rap, rap, rap. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. Pay attention, little bruh, I teach you how to mob.
Literally
Honestly, I'm 5150. I got my swag on. All these other Facebook gangsters can get their tag on. I'm not hearing none of their chatter. Spit out like Dragon. Always keep a toolie, even if you're in the Aston. Kill the game. After that, you gotta reload. Pockets getting thin. Throw your hustle into beast mode. Sit behind fence with my eyes and my seat slow. Only rhyme and reason is I do it for the casino. Money on time. I despise truancy. Say no to the grind and you find currency. Can't imitate, I define doing me. We originated fluent, go define fluency. City on my back and I'm stomping in some fresh ones. Back to the money, then it's on to the next one. Six swishes later, baby, I'm still smoking. Bryn King and the Princess City of Oakland.
Yeah, bruh, I show you how to mind. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh. Only big guys, keep schools on deck, bruh. If you got a vibe, back, back, trap, trap, rap, rap.
That's hot right now.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Well, let's go in. First off, excellent song. Beat is there. Who did the production on that track?
Producer from Brainstorm put up the beat, and it was recorded over at MIH Entertainment, Seattle, Washington, and it was mastered by Kevin Gardner.
That's right. Damn, everybody had their hands on it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was definitely that was definitely the little it's been touched.
Yeah, that's hot though. I mean, you need. See, I mean, I don't understand, motherfuckers down here. I don't care, people. If you put one hot song out, that's all it takes. You know what I'm saying? For a person to jump on, you have a whole mixtape. You know what I'm saying? And gave a million mixtapes out. But if nobody don't like but one song, then that's the song you should be concentrating on and make sure that it's mixed, mastered. I mean, that bitch sounds like it's ready to be played in the IMAX theater.
You know?
Full HD. And off the top, as soon as the song started, I was like, damn, yeah, that shit catching your ear, you know what I'm saying? Before even the lyrics start, because it's that sound quality.
Shout out to Brainstorm for that one. Dime Death song. That was a nice one.
Yeah. So you got any musical influences, like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody you might fucking Blog Talk. God damn, I hate these songs.
Get all advertising.
Sorry,
well, as far as influences in hip hop, I can still go put in any Tupac CD and bump it like it just came out. Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear what he said? I can put that in any time. I love some Kanye West. I used to mess with Dipset real hard. The DMX was kind of a big figure. Loved DMX. A little this, that, a little everything. A lot of commercial things, a lot of non-commercial things.
Yeah, O.D., he got some troubles, man. Love some DMX, though. That's one real, real raw rapper, you know what I'm saying, to do his thing in the game.
Oh, and Akon, too. Definitely Akon.
And Akon, you know what I'm saying? That was Life. I'm thinking about Life. His dumb ass, but, you know. Yeah, he done went back to prison and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro, yo, right? Come on, bro. You know, you're making it look bad for the rest of the convicts. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Got to hold it down. So, Ms. Heavenly Angel, I'm going to let you go ahead and take it over for a few minutes. I know you know what I'm saying, got some questions pounding on your head. I'm going to get out of here before we get to the new
yes,
cut.
Yes, sir. Once again, happy birthday. I know you're not feeling well. You're under the weather. Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, most definitely.
So I want to know how did you come up with that song we just heard?
How did we come up with that song? That definitely for that one. I know you gotta love my shout out. Shout out to G Squad and I Gang from the 360 Brim City. That's my folks right there. I got in touch with one of them, or one of them got in touch with me, and they said, "Look, fam, I got this real hot beat. Brainstorm made it. You know what I mean? You can Google Brainstorm. He registers. He said, I got this hot beat. You know what I'm saying? I've talked to Fab, you know, negotiated him to spin you the little hook. And you know, what are you trying to do? I heard it. I said, absolutely. Boom. Right there, knocked out the three verses, recorded and mastered it, put it through the motions of everything that needs to be happening, and that was that.
Yeah, I like that. And you got so much money, you got a rubber band around your flow. I heard that.
Yeah, that's definitely hot, man. As far as, you know, I know you're indie right now, but you got your eye on anybody who you would like to do a feature with, or somebody featured on one of your songs or anything like that?
As far as an industry artist?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I mean, let's see. Honestly, Akon again, I think that if I did a track with Akon, I could die happy at that point in time. Like, okay, I made it. I made it, everybody. Honestly, anybody that's hitting hard in the industry right now, love to collab with them. You know what I'm saying? If I could do something with a legend like a Jay-Z or one of these new legends like a Drake or a Wayne, you know what I mean? I'd definitely do it. Something that, honestly, I love Convict. The Convict music, the Akon, everything that he did. Gypsy Stokes, one of his artists, nasty. I like them.
Gypsy Skunk, that what you say?
Gypsy Stokes.
Gypsy Stokes, okay, yeah, I don't think I'm familiar with him. Nipsey Hussle and all them cats, I heard them, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that would be nice, too. If Nipsey, Wiz Khalifa, any of them, I could vibe with something like that.
That's what's up. Okay. Like that. Other thing, what you got planned for your birthday? You know, we got to keep throwing that in there, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not really sure. I think I'm going to roll with the punches. I'm going to meet up with my dude. Maybe pop some tags, get something to eat. I'm not really sure. Take it easy, really. I caught a cold a couple of days ago, so I'm just, I might have, you know, a couple glasses of champagne if somebody wants to pass me the bottle. I'm not sure, but I'm going to roll with the punches. Probably end up in Seattle watching the lights go down, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, you don't sound like a smoker.
Well, yeah, if they had like a legal age for some chronic, that's what it would be today. But
alright. If it had a legal age, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Well, we all smokers on this show. Yeah, I had to put that out there. So you know, you're always welcome up in here.
Oh,
you know what I'm
definitely.
Saying?
Well, I hope you don't mind the cushion in the air right now, then.
Oh yeah, hey man, if I had it, you know what I'm saying? It'd be going in. It'll be going in. Let me bring in another radio show host and fellow indie artist.
Timmy!
Real quick. Mr. Goofy Bo out of San Jose, California.
Hey, man, compliments to the chef, man. He's got some badass music.
Hey, thank you, my man. Thank you.
Hey, man, for real. Because I'm from the Bay Area. I'm from San Jose. So, you know, it's just, you know, you just hit it right, the nail right in the coffin, you know what I'm saying? Just,
yeah, thank you, man. I'll be in San Francisco over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, we were there last weekend.
Hell,
Goofy knows that.
Hey, go ahead, man. Uh-oh.
I'm going to put a wall between me and you because lately it hasn't been working, darling.
You know I love you.
I know. I'll be right back.
Yeah, but okay, so let me ask you something. We're working with like Kevin Gardner, you know what I'm saying? What is that experience like? You know what I'm saying? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, coming from where I grew up, Bremerton, dreams don't exist like that, you know? So when I walked through the door, Silver, the girl who originally discovered me walking down a sidewalk in Seattle, when she said, I'm going to introduce you to the man who, you know, produced some of 40s early stuff. Oh, you know, come on, whatever. Next thing I know, I'm looking at these plaques on his wall, shaking his hand, him telling me that he wants me to be part of his little you know, reality series that he's coming out with, and he wants to produce some music for me. And I was really kind of in shock at first, because I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would write a rhyme that actually rhymed, let alone write a rhyme that somebody liked, let alone write a rhyme that would put me standing in front of, you know, a player in the industry. So it was awful flattering. It was a good experience, and it's not over. I'm going to be in the studio with him next week recording a single of mine called Belong With The Money. It's a hit.
Y'all already know.
As long as you got that confidence in yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's how you should go out and push your music and put it into your music. So I do hear that. That's what's up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what's up? All right, Goof, you got some more questions, or what's up? Because we're going to get into this new jam.
Goof.
Right, he's smoking too, people, so y'all got to excuse him. You know what I mean? All a bunch of potheads on this show, but hey, those are the best people on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Potheads.
Hey, Will, where are you calling me right now? I'm sorry, I'm vacuuming.
No, I was saying, if you had any more questions before we get into the this next single.
Oh man, there ain't nothing that I'm gonna say is gonna make this man look any better, man. This guy's good.
Yeah, thank you. That's great to hear. from Tampa to San Jose to Seattle to Bremerton.
Oh, all the way to Texas.
Hey,
you say you're going to Texas now.
The world.
Man, hold on. I'm finna drop your
Where
list.
You came from? Where's that at? What, Bremerton?
Bremerton's a Navy city outside of Seattle.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a whole bunch of neighborhoods and a big old naval shipyard. You can imagine that.
Man, that's crazy. Hey, but you know what? Keep up the good work, man, because you're shit. You're doing it, man.
Thank you. Keep an eye out, man. I'm not stopping anytime soon.
This your mixtape? This is your first mixtape?
That's my first one ever, and everything since then, oh, man, I don't know if they're ready for it.
How much have you sold?
That mixtape, it's not even selling. It hasn't even been printed up. I put it up online, and the Reverb Nation site has over 2,000 likes, you know, like the little Facebook likes. I mean, that was over 2,000 strangers from all over the world. I mean, since this is a worldwide broadcast, shout out to anybody out there, because I got people hit me up from the UK, from Africa, from Australia. I mean, the mixtape, which was a rough little mixtape, in my opinion, it's been heard and liked all over the place.
I love it.
Yeah, my co-host.
You know why? Because it's good.
Yeah, really. You know, my co-host, he in the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying? We got other show hosts in New Zealand. I mean, bro, we at least as far as our shows, and I would say we have what we call a trilateral commission, and that is myself, Tampa, Goofy Bone makes up California, and then my homeboy, Ceddie J., Steady Baby Powder Fresh J, who actually in the chat room right now, who is Life After Dust Live. He's down in Dallas, Fort Worth. So you say you was going down to Houston soon. I can hook you up. And I'm telling you, you definitely need to hook up with Steady J.
Steady J
knows people. You know
what
I'm saying?
Man. Nobody don't know Steady J, but he know people.
Nobody knows him, but he knows
hella
people.
Man, he knows everybody. I mean, but dog put his grind down up in Texas. And as far as getting you some other contacts and stuff, you know what I'm saying? He definitely. And actually, Him Lynch, can you drop his Facebook info? So Sandy can get it. And then just, you know, y'all can hook up the info that way.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll be Houston bound February 5th, and from what I've been told, I'm about to be making it my second home. So H-Town, if you're listening, please welcome me with open arms. I got you.
That's what's up, Houston. Shout out to Houston, everybody out there, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And what we finna do real big, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you introduce your track, man, you know what I'm saying, so we can get into this new one and tell everybody, tell the world. And I mean the
world. All right, world, check this out, man. It's your boy Bryn King, and this is my release of my single Sexy Without Trying, featuring Kevin Gardner. Take this one for you. Spin that.
Live, this is exclusive right here on Record of Game Radio, people. That's how we do it. Each and every artist Friday presents Bryn King.
Back to the topic, me and you, like really what you trying to do? You sexy without trying, boo, cocaine don't look as fine as you. Really what you trying to do? You sexy without trying, boo, like really what you trying to do? Cocaine don't look as fine as you.
Back to the topic, me and you, really what you trying to do? Sexy without trying, boo, cocaine don't look as fine as you. Like really what you trying to do? Sexy without trying, boo, like really what you trying to do? Cocaine don't look as fine as you.
Bet you like four seasons in the suite, we about to go off. Just doing me, but they hate and say I'm a show off. Listen, can you hear it? I'm going in for the kill. Anyone that ever thought that I really wouldn't, I will. I'm the truth all through my section. What they talk about, I'm it. I'm the topic of discussion. Why they out there talking shit? No, they start to talking as soon as I start to walk to you. Shorty, what they say, you give me a minute to talk to you, ayy. And what they say, they'll say. The chatter doesn't matter to me either way. And if you stay, you stay. You go away, then hey. I've never seen the future, but today's today. I like to see the you and your friends and standing aside. And if you're down the road, well then baby, I'm down to ride. What you're feeling inside, let it out, don't let it hide. Not just feeling the moment from it, I'm feeling your vibe. Back to the topic, me and you, like really what you trying to do? You sexy without trying, blue cocaine don't look as fine as you. Really what you trying to do? You sexy without trying, blue, like really what you trying to do? Cocaine don't look as fine as you.
Back to the topic, me and you, really what you trying to do? Sexy without trying, blue cocaine don't look as fine as you. Like really what you trying to do? Sexy without trying, blue.
Days here, and as long as that stays clear, I'll spend a few days here. Skyline view of the rain near. Or tell me other interests, like shorty, pick a topic. We could talk about some tickets, taking trips down to the tropics. Snap a flick like how you want it. Cell phone flicks, call it robotic. This goes deep with me and you. Relationship far from plutonic. I swear I ain't been a player, not a day in my life. But yo, the way I pulled this one, I swear I'm getting the stripe. Promise she's looking like wife, but I might end it tonight. And I know that what we do when she ain't done in her life, a cloudy night of the stars. I'll make it happen, boo chews up. Silk sheets of the car, we keep that shit chopped and screwed up. I won't approach you, and you like that, don't you? You know there's a couple seats over here on this sofa. Respect your boundaries, but I'd like to know you, cause a grown ass woman handles business, won't you? Back to the topic, me and you, like really what you trying to do? You sexy without trying, blue cocaine don't look as fine as you. Really what you trying to do? You sexy without trying. Like really what you trying to do? Cocaine don't look as fine as you.
Back to the topic, me and you, really what you trying to do? Sexy without trying, boo, cocaine don't look as fine as you. Like really what you trying to do? Sexy without trying, boo, like really what you trying to do? Cocaine don't look as fine as you.
Compare me to the others, better off comparing colors. Leather cream like peanut butter, black heart sparkle in the summer. We would compliment each other in the streets or in the covers. You won't need to tell your brothers to stop tripping on your lovers. And you can do your thing, boo, I ain't watching, there's no low jack. But the streets will listen, and I hope you always know that. But it's really nothing, baby, promise we can do our thing. New beginnings, feeling perfect like a flawless diamond ring. Let the others be the past, that's why they back there. You gon' let that stop you doing you, now how is that fair? We pinned up on the wall like platinum plaques here. My song play when I call, you know it's fast, dear.
Back to the topic, me and you, really what you trying to do? Sexy without trying, boo, cocaine don't look as fine as you. Really what you trying to do? Sexy without trying, boo, like really what you trying to do? Cocaine don't look as fine as you, no.
That indeed was a twist there. You know what I'm saying? That indeed was a twist.
Timmy!
Back to it. All right. We back, people. We are back. And, yeah, that definitely had a twist to it. You know what I'm saying? Nice Nice little you know, one thing I like about you, man, is you don't sound like nobody.
Sound
like fucking Eminem or, well, it ain't too many white rappers in the game nowadays anyways, but you know, you don't sound like fucking Snow or, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who came out normally tried to sound like somebody. Even Snow tried to fake the goddamn Jamaican shit. You know what I'm saying? Eminem came out, but he you know, of course he came out his own creative style, so nobody can even mimic that. You know,
hell
yeah. Yeah, he is one in a million by himself. But yeah, you got an original sound, you know what I'm saying? And that's real unique when it comes to independent artists, is having your own sound and be able to set yourself apart from everybody else. You know, so nobody can say, oh, well, you sound like, oh, well, that sound like, oh, well, he just sounds like, you know, you're all in your boat by yourself. So that is a little bit.
They can try and compare, but I'm blessed, man. I picked up a pen, and every piece I possibly could have needed just was already there. And I mean, I'm not gassing myself up, but, I mean, that's what they tell me. They say, man, you just, like, I like the way this sounds, or, you know, this is that. I'm like, you know, thanks for the compliment, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's real. You know, it's one thing about being humble, you know what I'm saying, and just accepting, and then just accepting what a person, you know, the truth that a person telling about your music, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really, you know, it's not being vain if somebody say, damn, you got some good music, and you be like, well, damn, thank you, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you turn around and be like, oh, yeah, I know that shit's good, you know, then that's it. You know what I'm saying? Now you just kind of, you know, getting ahead of yourself, you know what I'm saying? And just because one person say your shit good don't mean the world for buy all your downloads.
Yeah.
You know, so that's real big. So what do you have plans like for your future right now? What are you looking into, like, doing? What moves? What's your next move?
Well. H-Town, San Francisco, look out for me. I'll be there from like Sunday to Wednesday, passing out singles of that joint with Fab, and then I'm coming back to Washington to record this single, and then I'm leaving to Houston on the 5th. And when I get to Houston, I'm planning on linking up with my man Brad down there, UGK affiliate, and starting work on this next project, you know, bouncing back and forth, coordinating with my people up here, my man Cito out in Seattle, and my people iGang over in Bremerton, you know, the squad, coordinate with them. But I'm looking at linking up with some new producers, new production, new beats, new everything, the whole next mixtape. This next mixtape is a full blow, man. If anybody didn't catch on with the first one, this one, there's going to be no questioning it. They're going to listen and be like, oh, I mean, there's going to be no middle ground. You're either going to love me or hate me, one of the two.
Yeah, because I hear the energy you're putting into it, you know what I'm saying? So I already know it's going to be well worth, you know what I'm saying, checking out.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely, this is it. I'm not worried about losing or needing another plan. This is it. This is what I started last year, and this is what I'm going to end it with. This is, like I said, the overtone of my entire life. Everything, there's nothing that comes above this. This is it. You know what I mean? I'm taking it. I'm taking it all the way to the end.
Mm. That's what's up, man. I love that energy, man. I love that enthusiasm. You know what I'm saying? You got any brothers and sisters or anything like that?
Yeah, I've got three brothers. Shout out to all my brothers, Eli, Evan, James. I got, I don't have a real big family. I've got those three brothers. I got my mom, my stepdad up here in Seattle. Then I got my pops. He was in Georgia. Yeah, he
wasn't George. No, I ain't calling your dad Timmy or nothing like that. Yeah.
Shout out to your mom, though. She does support you.
Yeah, my mom supports me. Shout out to my mom.
I mean,
hey,
that's what I meant to
say. I'm out here taking the kid to go for a shit right now, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm
sorry.
Your mom.
Yeah, sorry, people. His kid shit outside. He, you know, toilet broke inside. Just saying, he got a dog, people. He has a dog.
I got a dog.
We don't walk real kids outside and make them shit in the
bush. Who knows? I might, but I'm the whole world.
I can see those emails coming in right now. You know what I'm saying?
Don't take your son around the corner and throw him in the bushes and say, take a shit.
All right, we got one more caller. bunch of ones. I don't know who the hell he is, but you're live on Regular Game Radio. What's happening? Now, let's listen to motherfuckers that called in yesterday and just sat on the goddamn line laughing all motherfucking day.
Oh, man, you know, you've been affected by the trolls?
No, these motherfuckers just sat there laughing when I was doing the Nutty News and shit. They didn't say nothing until I started doing the Nutty News. Then I started getting into the Nutty News. And they couldn't help themselves, but you know what I'm saying?
Come on, let it out.
No, because them sons of bitches is from here, because I said something about Powderheads hitting coke at Coco's Lounge, and the motherfuckers bust out laughing. So them sons of bitches is right here from Tampa. Flo, we...
That's terrible.
This is all good. You know what I'm saying? It's represent.
That is terrible.
Mr. Brent King, I first want to just thank you, you know what I'm saying, for take time out, you know what I'm saying, to come through the show and keep it real. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here as far as independent artists.
I forgot to tell him happy birthday. I'm sorry
support.
About that.
And
happy
birthday once again from everybody.
So you just turned 21?
Just now.
Hey, I'm going to tell you. Bro, focus on the music because this is the time when you want to shine. Because look
at
me, I'm an OG now. And I got a motherfucking slap this new generation that don't understand. So it's like, you understand. So it's like, keep doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. Thank you.
Go hard. Go hard. That's what artists do. You know,
fuck
they go
next
hard.
Man.
They
you,
go hard.
You worry about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, people are going to have to get used to the fact that it's my music over everything. So sorry, ladies, I do not have time for a normal relationship. I'm sorry, clubs, I do not have time to come visit you on my birthday.
That's
I am
fine.
Sorry.
But that to me, honestly, should be y'all last name, man. If you let fucking females, brother, I'm going to tell you, I'm 33, finna turn 33 years old next month, and I've been celibate for over 3 years. And that's because it's a personal choice. And if you can't step up to the plate and strengthen yourself within, you're going to fall to the wayside and be a one-hit wonder just like the rest of them. If you let pussy step into the situation, pussy will be your first downfall. If you let paper step in, paper will be your downfall. You know what I'm saying? Your natural talent will get you any and everything that you want. So as long as you stick to that, fuck everything and fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
Do you.
Do you.
Don't worry about the next man. You do you.
That's what I'm doing.
If shit hits the fan, you always know that, damn, I did get 2,000 likes on the internet. So now let me take this mixtape to the streets and let me get some likes on my own. I guarantee you, brother, with the energy that you got, if you step into people and you be like, hey, just check me out, shoot me $2-3 in support, you know what I'm saying? I'm a mixtape movement. People going to show some love, man. They're going to show some love. You know, and that's why I like to see hungry artists on the street trying to push their motherfucking sales instead of waiting for the record company to get to you and they do all the work for you. You know
that's what my people in Houston keep telling me. They said, man, you gotta sew up the streets. This next there's two reasons why Rain Season didn't get printed up. One, I just came home from the joint, didn't have the money to do it. Two, it was nice. It's above average for, you know, a local artist putting something out, at least from what I hear around my area. And I want that first impression to be this next mixtape. I would like my fans to look back and find Rain Season rather than me have sold them on Rain Season. So when I get this next one, I'm going to be on every single street corner.
There you go.
Jugging them for a couple bucks or passing them out.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Hell yeah. I love that energy, man. You got to definitely keep that up. You know what I'm saying? I wish all the best success for you because I know you're going to do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure I get a shout out in that motherfucker somewhere, Miss Heaven the Angel,
happy
and Record Game Radio. And
shout out to Heavenly Angel. Shout out to DJ Smell So Good. You know what you're listening to. It's your show, my show worldwide, man. Tune in.
That's real. And that's the drop. I ain't even have to ask for it. You know what I'm saying? There you go. You know what I'm saying?
It's here for the 90 News.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't go nowhere, Brand.
It's definitely big. All right, people, so this is the first half of the Indie Artist Friday, you know what I'm saying, where we're wrapping this thing up with
Smelly,
independent artists.
Hey, Smelly, I got to get out of here. But much love to everybody. And like I said, brother,
Do
my
you. Don't do the next man. Forget the next man. You do yourself.
Yeah.
You got some talent, brother. And you're 21. Keep pushing. That's all I got.
Good looking. Thank
That's
you.
Real. That's real. That's San Jose right there. Straight Low Records.
Yeah. Good looking. Shout out to San Jose, baby.
Yeah.
That's
what's up.
Go by the horns, baby.
Bye,
by the
heavenly angel.
Bye, Goofy Bone. Remember, I always love you.
And my heart never stops for you, darling.
Thank you, baby. Next time, baby.
Go get a fucking room or something. Right?
I'm not
war,
baby. Come on, man.
Damn, love and love and love. Love these.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. All right, we wrap that up. And now we got to get back into the regular scheduled programming right here. If you'd like to stick around, Mr. Bryn King, you can stick around for some mayhem.
Well, it's my birthday, so I got to get fresh and take care of things. But thanks for having me. Everybody
about.
Out there listening, please keep following me because I'm not going anywhere. There will be a time where your man won't play me on his radio station anymore, but keep listening
right
to
now,
him too, man.
He's in fucking rotation. He's in goddamn rotation. And we definitely going to be pumping you up, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be representing for you. You know,
good looking, my man, and I'll be in touch.
And to get you on out the door, here we go, people. Let's party them on out the door. Party them on out the door. All right. Happy birthday to everybody out there. Happy birthday.
What's up, King? Everybody
going down real big.
Right now, baby.
After this song, we're going to do some better news.
Throw it up, represent
the
shit.
Around the world.
Nigga, where you from? City, this my town. I wanna know who
Hard as Friday, man. We up in the motherfucking building doing this motherfucking Nutty News. You know what I'm saying? Brought to you apart by NuttyNewsTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off the news, off the wall news, that is, from around the world. And I mean the world. Season three
time.
People, we're getting rid of the porn music.
No. How can you do that?
Yeah, we're getting rid of the porn music and finding some more newsworthy background news music.
That's a sad day.
Yeah, to do
can
the
we get
news,
some other
know?
Porn music?
Huh?
Can we get some other porn music?
Oh, well, you know, I don't know what's going to come, you know what I'm saying? Really, we need a theme song, too. I know Sadie Baby Powder Freddie J is looking for somebody to do the new theme song for his up-and-coming new season. And that would be pretty spectacular to have somebody do a song for Regular Game Radio. And for the news, we just need somebody rapping in the news, you know, rap the news or something. I don't know. Singing in the background. I don't know.
I like it the way it is.
Yeah, you know.
I just like to get my nutty on. Come on.
Yeah. But yeah, this Goofy said he had some trolls on his show. And we had some motherfucker call up. This was motherfucker, that was Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, that was Monday. Yeah, my help, your help, Monday.
That was Mike from Ohio.
Yeah, he called up with his attempted motherfucking with his
attempted
goddamn, yeah, talking about people are colorblind. Say, if I see a dove, you see a cactus. If I see a toilet seat, you see a cactus. Motherfucker, what is a goddamn cactus got to do with anything? See, people, if you hear people say something over three times, nine times out of ten, they're trying to prank call you. Therefore, you put your foot on the brake. And put your foot in their ass on that dumb shit.
That's right.
And tell them hell to the no. We don't play that shit up in the end. We have to go
ahead.
Yeah, and in the end,
Frank,
he went on ahead and busted himself out. Told him, yeah, I was trying to prank call your show, but, yeah, man, you just busted.
Yeah,
you got
the
wrong motherfucking show. You got the wrong motherfucking show.
Anything goes, baby. Here, what are you talking about?
Nah, shit. Please, people,
yeah.
If you looking for a good show to call, prank call it, please call 347-237-5125. I'll show you just how all the way live we can get. You know what I'm saying? Shit, it's all good. Let's get on into this here. And make sure y'all look out for new mixtapes posted up on NatPiff.com. I got new mixtapes that I'm actually putting up as we speak. First one will be Heat from the Streets, Volume 1. You know what I'm saying? If you featured on that mixtape, you know what I'm saying, make sure you go to datpiff.com and check it out. I'll be up on DJ Smell So Good, all one word. And, yeah, doing it real big. So, yeah. Starting this thing off at the top, people, right here in New York. Well, not right here, but over there in New York.
Hey, that's
over
where we ended yesterday.
That's a who?
That's where we ended yesterday, New York.
Oh, yeah, the Garrison did. Look where we start. Back in New York, people, Oprah's own network plummets in ratings. I didn't know she had her own network. When that happened? Alrighty then. Fourth second week ratings for OWN. Fell about 20% among its target demo of women over 25 years old. The average audience in prime time was 310,000 people. Gail King's Daily Morning Show, a simulcast of her satellite radio show that launched last week, is off to a slow start, with viewership dropping from 154,000 on its first day to 86,000 on day five. Wow, that might be us one day, people. You know?
If you spell on backwards,
taking it to the screen.
Oprah Winfrey
through, no,
to,
I don't know what. No, that ain't Oprah spelled backwards, but I don't know.
So if you spell on backwards,
yeah,
it's NWO, New World Order.
Oh, well, Yeah, I mean, she might be part of that dumb shit. She don't know what the fuck she's doing.
Oh, WGN
backwards is NWL. Yeah, it's dumb.
That's all.
No, that just stood for Oprah's Women's Network. Get the fuck out of here, Oprah. Get the fuck out of here. You know what you're trying to do.
Helping
the man. Helping the man. Anyway, over in Oklahoma City, a finger gun gets first grader suspended. I ain't did no finger gun and I don't know how long. You know, that thumb still work? Yeah, I don't hitchhike either, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't a nasty motherfucker if you put my thumb in women's asses, you know, like some of y'all be doing. Oh, sorry. The mother of a first grade boy disciplined after making a gun gesture with his fingers while at school says the district overreacted. Lydia Fox says the principal at Parkview Elementary called her earlier this month to say her 7-year-old son had misbehaved during a school assembly by pretending he was shooting a gun and told her the boy would be placed in school suspension for the rest of that day and threatened a longer suspension if it happened again.
Yeah, and you know it will happen again.
Yeah, it's going to happen again. You know, no, I was shooting the bird. See, that's the bird.
Yeah.
Right
between the eyes.
So spin that ass up out of here. Back, and guess where? God damn. New
York. Are we talking about Florida now?
Hell no. Damn it,
oh.
New York. Yeah. Hell no, nah. Florida better stay the fuck out of all this. New York. Man is shot in leg. Wife stopped at school going to hospital. Yeah. Syracuse woman took her husband to the hospital after he was shot and stopped twice on the way. He got home and told his wife, who drove him to Community General Hospital. On the way, they stopped at a local school to pick up two children, and while there, a bus driver spotted the wound and alerted authorities. The family then went to a local high school to inform a third child. Okay, where the fuck are cell phones at in all of this? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you telling me that these little punk-ass kids in my neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, who I want to slap up against their goddamn heads for damn they're getting hit as they walk across the street because they got their fucking head plowed into a fucking cell phone, text messaging to nowhere land, that these motherfuckers ain't got no goddamn cell phones for their kids. And you in the busiest motherfucking place out of most of the damn United States. Shit. I'll buy that for a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Alright. Anyway. Over here in New Zealand. Talk them up. Shouts out to little Lola. We ain't seen in 14 ages, but shit. We know she's still around somewhere. Woman partially paralyzed by hickey.
Wow. What? Now that is nutty.
Goofy Bone, you better watch yourself, brother. Oh, yeah. A woman was temporarily partially paralyzed by a hickey on her neck from her amorous partner. The 44-year-old woman went to the emergency department of Middlemore Hospital in Auckland after experiencing loss of movement in her left arm while watching television. Doctors concluded the woman had suffered a mild stroke caused by a bruise on her neck near a major artery. A hickey she received a few days earlier.
Wow. That was some serious stuff in there.
You at 44 years old. Why the fuck are you still getting hickeys?
What the hell?
What the fuck is that? I'm in the club
first
last night.
Too. 43 years old. Come on.
I'm in the club last night, and good thing that the video wasn't running because y'all would have seen goddamn smell get gone wild on, you know what I'm saying? And whatnot, I wasn't going wild. It was the goddamn chicks I was taking pictures of. Matter of fact, if y'all go on Facebook.com/Coco's Lounge and click on New Pics 5, No, nah, y'all didn't see her giving me the extreme overindulged lap dances. Or getting my dick jacked as I was trying to print out her pictures. But, yeah, y'all could at least see the goddamn culprit that was responsible for all that. I'm like, goddamn, woman, is you going to suck my dick in the club? It got that crucial, people. I don't know what the fuck was going on. It's been two full moons back to back. And them motherfuckers have had some goddamn catastrophic effects. Some shit has been hitting the fan. And I'm like, God damn. I mean, literally. If y'all would have seen this shit, people, y'all would have been like, not laughing. You know, I'm bent over editing the pictures. She come up behind me dancing. She stick her hand up, grab my nuts, my dick, everything, and lift me off the ground.
Checking the package out, huh?
Yeah, but you don't check the package out with my feet off the ground. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like she was doing a body cavity search, but not letting it go. You know what I'm saying? So she like, wow, like, oh, then she lifts me up in the air. Well, yeah, because I, hey, you know, she grabbed my dick. You know what I mean? Hey, yeah. And you like, she grabbed my ass. She grabbed my ass. But I was like, oh, we don't play the backdoor bandit game. You got to move back to the front, baby. Move all back to the front. Yeah, you know. I was enjoying myself on the low, people. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie. It's not that often you get your dick jacked in the club. You know what I'm saying? For free. You know, I'm like, you know, that's what the strippers there for. But hey, I got it for free. You know? Shouts out
and
to that
chick. You're back tonight, aren't you, baby?
Right. Shouts out to that chick, you know? Yeah, I love big girls, man. Oh, man.
Shouts
out to
Dr.
Dr. Charles Howard's birthday, whoever that is.
Charles in Charge? You don't remember him?
The One Troll Wars promo. Play that after the news. Where the hell is the One Trolls promo? I got one of those. I didn't know I had one of those. If I did, he uploaded it because I didn't know I had that.
And the Troll Award goes to...
I ain't got no troll award. Where the fuck a troll award at? We
yeah.
all be happening to make some troll awards, people. That is what
that's
we need for
the
show.
Next a troll award.
Lying piece of sack of troll shit. Yeah. Now that you said
something
like that. Shouts out to, fuck it. Let me take a quick interjection, people. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead and get this out the way.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com. .com right now.
Damn right. Shout out to bid66.com, Mr. Easy Rider over there. Because we are in Pennsylvania, you know what I'm saying? Pennsylvania, a texting woman falls into a mall fountain. What did I just say about the dumbass kids? Yeah, all right.
Maybe she's blind.
Maybe she's blind.
Maybe she's legally blind.
Emily Angel, I almost gave you a text message. What the fuck is a blind person text messaging for?
What was that?
What kind of shit is that? Ain't no goddamn, ain't no braille on a fucking cell phone. At least I ain't seen.
I thought
they were. And, that's crazy. You see a goddamn Stevie Wonder sending a text message and shit. Like, all right, yeah. I just got a text from Stevie. I wonder how the fuck I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is too...
stupid is what stupid does. Okay.
Hey, you know, life is like a dried up box of chocolates. Something like that.
You
never know which way you're going to get. Oh, Pennsylvania woman who fall into a mall fountain while texting. Texting went viral on YouTube. Says she's considering suing for being a dumbass. I didn't get an apology. What I got was, at least nobody knows it was you. But I knew it was me. Kathy Cruz Marrero, 49, said on ABC's Good Morning America, nearly 2 million people have watched his client stumble obliviously into the fountain. I guess I'll be the 2 million in one person because I'm watching it now. Matter of fact, damn! Yeah, hold on, people. I got a link for you. Oh, man. If that ain't the world's most dumbest text message, yeah, you got to go back in the text, in the chat. Check it out. There you go. YouTube. Oh, man. Come on, people. That's too funny, man. Yeah, bitch is a fraud. Nah, bitch ain't a. She ain't a fraud. She's just Well, fuck it. Here she goes. She's just a. No. Uh-oh. That's still the wrong award. I'm sorry. Let's see here.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag. Bitch!
That about sum it up. Yeah, that's. Did you see the video? Wait a minute, you in there yet? Yeah, click on that. You see the video link?
About to grab it right now.
Let me make sure you see it. Well, people try to sue you for anything. Because I've tried to kill myself, and the bullet didn't kill me. I'm suing the gun manufacturer and the bullet manufacturer. For faulty motherfucking weaponry and a faulty bullet, because the bullet didn't kill me.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I mean, but you got stupid motherfuckers who do it. Like, what the fuck?
Crazy talk.
And Sandusky. I don't know where the fuck that's at, but that's where the hell we at. Sandusky. Brothers use bat to beat each other bloody. What?
What are they in the
stick? Two brothers are charged with felonious assault and domestic violence for bashing each other in the head with a baseball bat. Stuart Abrams, 50, and David Abrams, 49, were bleeding heavily from their heads. The men told police David visited his brother to do some laundry. While at the residence, Stuart told David he needed to get his life right. They started arguing. Yeah, that's you're a real leader, brother. Yeah, you're a real fucking leader. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, let me show you how to get your life right. Hit you in this motherfucking head with a bat.
Yeah. Get yourself senseless there. They might as well just hit yourself with a bat. It would have been a lot easier, don't you think? That's an idiot. Hit themselves over the head.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To hit yourself.
The girl falling
on my phone. Huh? Yo, you see how quick it is, though. It's like, how does she, because she's not walking, you know, straight. She like walking along the edge of the shit.
Nothing. She hit the fountain, didn't even know it.
You know, she just like bumped into that bitch and bloop, bloop. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, if I was in there, oh, man, I would have been up on you with the camera. You know what I'm saying? Laughing, not hard. I mean, but hard. Damn. Over here in the United States of assholes, AG is to investigate MTV for child pornography. Okay. Is MTV a purveyor of kiddie porn? The Parents Television Council, which I didn't even know that was a such thing, wants to find out. The media watchdog group called on lawmakers and law enforcement officials to open an investigation regarding possible child pornography and exploitation on the cable network's new series, Skins. A series of panic meetings took place at MTV headquarters where one executive allegedly even discussed the possibility of criminal charges and jail time. What the fuck is Skins? Anybody MTV watch out there, call up 347-237-5125. I don't know what the fuck Skins is. Wait a minute. Devil Angel. God damn, what the hell's going on with the switch, man? Fucking dragging ass and shit. The hell going on? You there?
Hello. He's dragging.
Alright. Yeah, the motherfucking shit is dragging, man. What the fuck? Anyways. Over here in Arizona, a restaurant is serving up cat tacos for $8.95 each.
Ew.
Yeah. An Arizona restaurant said it is accepting pre-orders for tacos made with the meat from African lions. What the fuck?
Huh? What? Really?
Where the fuck is PETA at?
That is
ain't
nasty.
No fucking way. No fucking way. Tucson says Boca Tacos y Taquilla, which previously made headlines with tacos made from kangaroo, alligator, python, rattlesnake, elk, and Rocky Mountain oysters. Food and Drug Administration regulations allow for the sale of lion and other game meat provided the species is not endangered. No, yeah, let's fucking eat anything. Yeah, just fucking eat anything. Man, get the fuck out
of here.
Well,
I guess we are when we eat chickens, cows, and pigs, too, you know? So, I don't know. It's all the same, really.
Damn. Yeah, but
animal people.
Yeah. But what grows in more of abundance? A lion, a kangaroo, or a motherfucking chicken? Can you motherfucking breed a lion or kangaroos, an elk, a fucking mountain oyster, shit, an alligator? Only one you can get away with is the python, the rattlesnake, and the goddamn. That's it.
I don't want none of it. None of it.
Damn.
But if I had to survive and I was in Africa.
Well, yeah, your ass is going to be a lion-eating motherfucker anyway, so that's what they eat. You know what I'm saying? It would be strange if they was, you know, anything else. But Africa, yeah, all those apply in Africa, except for the fucking kangaroo and the Rocky Mountain fucking oyster. But everything
what
else.
What is that, Rocky Mountain oysters? What are they doing in the mountains?
You know? All
righty then.
Bosses lost to all of my Germans. Over in Germany, man tries to cash a $1 million bill.
$1 million
crack.
Bills.
Really? Someone definitely smoking crack. German pensioner down on his luck has been given a 6-month suspended jail sentence for attempting to cash a $1 million bill at his local bank. Wolfgang Yu, 65, whose business reportedly ran into difficulties after he became ill, and that must be seriously ill, brought the fake note to the bank in Rottingen, Western Germany, saying he had received it in return for the sale of a property in Sri Lanka. The U.S. Treasury Department does not print a $1 million bill. Only Photoshop, people. Only Photoshop. Stupid.
That's ridiculous.
Dumb
ass. He must have really believed it was one.
Man, he must have just been really fucking ill.
That's a fool right there.
Or
lying piece of sack of shit. slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
And I'm willing to go for the second one.
Ouch. That one hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. And this showing here today, she stole someone's ID or some shit. Who, what?
Yeah, that's what Goofy said? I don't know.
Oh, they did a show on here today. She stole someone's ID. What? Wait a minute. Who the hell was I talking about? That bitch is a fraud. Who the fuck was I talking about?
You're talking about the girl that fell into Oprah.
They talking about Oprah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She stole someone's ID or something. Oh, okay. They be talking about Oprah. Hell, I don't fucking know. I mean, who else were we just talking about?
Well, we're talking about what's in the chat room that Goofy Gone posted.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to figure match up the ass we talking about. I think it was about Oprah. Yeah.
We fell behind. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, okay. The bitch who fell on the YouTube. So she
well,
stole someone's ID
that.
Or some shit. Damn, what?
Goofy needs to call in and let us know.
Yeah, he know the full story. Over in Massachusetts, jury con man picked the wrong mark. Huh?
Yeah, I see the post. He said the girl that fell in there. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Police in Massachusetts town said a man selling fake gold picked the wrong mark when he approached the police chief, who also owns a jewelry store. Stupid motherfucker. Randolph Police Chief William Pace, who co-owns a jewelry store, said he was in civilian clothes when Johnny Butts, should be Butthead, 48, approached him and offered to sell him fake jewelry he claimed was gold. People, that is called slung. That's what they call it down here in Florida, slung. When the motherfucking niggas from Miami come up here selling that fake knockoff ass, not even gold plated, you know what I'm saying? Bullshit. It's called slung, people. And yeah, if you buy that shit, you'd be just a
cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far fleshing, low life, snake licking, dirt eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood. Sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah, we got a lot of that shit going on down here. Stupid motherfucker be trying to sell fake gold and all that shit.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, man. Well, people, that looks like we are done with the nutty news, man. Only a couple of articles. And remember, I do want to point this out because I had this discussion with my mother. People, let me tell you something. I'm a conspiracy theorist to the utmost. So let me give you my conspiracy. Let me give you my theory. President Barack Obama is not the first African-American president, but he is in a long fucking time. So I give him that credit. But up until now, we are in 2010. So he got a lot of people angry at him because he's actually doing something. You know what I'm saying? Versus just being in the office and just, you know, saying he going to do something and not doing shit. My homeboy came by my spot yesterday. Shouts out to Terrence, who specializes in selling foreclosed homes. His business is booming right now because Obama has, you know, all of these incentives for people trying to get them back into the houses, back in the homes. So he has a lot of tax breaks and stuff for, you know, people who in first-time buyer programs, you know what I'm saying, for people who are interested in moving into foreclosed homes and new homes. So, actually, this is helping my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, keep his business going, you know, because there's a lot of foreclosed homes that need to be filled, and all he got to do is find the foreclosed homes, get it to the seller needs to find a buyer, and then they move. Once the person closes on the home, he gets a little cut off of it. It's a win-win situation. My mother got her $8,000 for her home buyer's credit. You know what I'm saying? She got the check. You see what I'm saying? Unlike when Bush sent out the so-called fake-ass stimulus check and $2 billion of it got recalled because so-called Americans, if you owed on your college tuition, You know what I'm saying? If you was due on that, they took your money. If you owe any government agency, they took your money. So therefore, all that stimulus money that was supposed to stimulate the economy, they sent it out, but then they took it right back. So what the fuck did that do? It did nothing for nobody but piss people off who was expecting to receive something and didn't get shit in the mail. But then they neighbors who didn't even need the money, you know what I'm saying, they get the fucking check in the mail. You know, so shit is just asinine. But I say all of that to say that when I read this article 2 weeks ago, I read that Michelle Obama left Barack Obama to go down to Hawaii to start their day 2 week little vacation shit. Now, before she left, the locals had in the headlines, reached in the headlines that his private little beach area had been contaminated, and it's purposely, people. You just don't spill raw sewage into no motherfucking into the ocean. You just don't do that. Shit just don't, they don't just do that. Okay, they spilled raw sewage. They did let motherfuckers know, but then why, when Obama gets down there, if this is his private beach, why would he be even allowed to go to the beach if it's harmful motherfucking materials in the water or contaminated materials in the water, which would wash up on the beach? So therefore, even if he's not in the water and he's just walking along the beach, what is he doing? He's walking in raw sewage laced sand. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, with the latest article, Obama has stomach parasites. This is my theory. You can't kill Obama. You can't do that old Martin Luther King shit. You can't do that old J.F. Kennedy bullshit that y'all pulled off of just blatantly assassinating him. Because black folks and other people of color and even some white folks will tear this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Because we know this man has worked so hard to get to where he's at and really help, you know what I'm saying, bring a fucking 8-year fucking problem, you know what I'm saying, to a head to where we can at least see some kind of progress. You know, now this man has stomach parasites, people. Okay, your president, which they've been trying to keep under wraps, and they ain't been letting too many people know this, he has stomach parasites. Now, not a stomach virus, they didn't say that, not a stomach flu. He has parasites. How the fuck do you get parasites into your stomach? And where do parasites come from? Parasites don't just grow in fucking food. Parasites come from raw sewage.
You can eat them through food. You can eat them through food, too.
And even through food. So even through that, if y'all had that type of raw sewage scare or what the fuck ever, why would you put the president of the United States in blatant harm's way? Why would you say, hey, we got a problem, you're going to have to reschedule vacation time or pick another fucking spot to vacation at?
Well, we was thinking it was a ploy to keep the people away, but, you know,
it's to keep them away, so it wouldn't be no other reported cases. You feel me?
Right.
If they would allow the beach over, somebody else would have got it. Would have been infected before the president got there. There would have been cases of that shit before the president got there. Therefore, that would have warned the president not to fucking come there because there's some kind of outbreak going on.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, people. This man get hit in the mouth while playing some fucking basketball. He gets injured. You telling me a fucking United States president gets injured? Come on, people. Man, you better wake up and smell the manure because there's some bullshit going on. All right, let's get into something real quick. This is number one. This is for all you trolls out there that who like to come to our shows. This has been provided to you part by Mr. Goofy Ball. Something for you trolls.
We've had an affection on this. The name of Goofy Bone.
The Force is what gives the
Bone Eye
his power. Surrounds us. It binds the galaxy together.
You will be tempted by the dark side. You will be tempted by
Calpo
the dark side.
Calpo turned his back on me.
You will be tempted
Vince
by
in
the
Bay
side.
Turned his back on me. Queen Moxie turned her back on me.
You are the chosen one!
Now it's time to pay back.
You must confront
the Jew.
I'm a troll, a liar.
That boy is our last hope.
stick it up your fucking white ass, all right? And you know what? Your daddies and your mommies need a shitty good little space ass, all right?
That's right. Mr. Obama, where is your birth certificate?
And Bill Wagner used to be part of Skype Hassle.
I'm on the 182 and I'm on the Skype Hassle.
I'm a troll.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
January 24th, the Troll Wars, the Mexican Menace.
If I'm against you, I will attack you until I bring you to the ground.
There is no escape.
And to everybody out there, y'all have a good time. And you always can find me here on the greatest network in the world.
Love, love, radio.
All right, then. There you go. Live, the Troll Wars. We got Mo Gutter Game been sent to me. Make sure I get that. Let's see. The story behind it. This morning, colleague Juju Jang Chang brought you the story behind the woman in that viral video who fell into the mall fountain. Following her interview on GMA yesterday, Kathy Cruz Marrero appeared in court to face charges of identity theft. Yeah. We asked her to come back on GMA today, but she declined. Take a look at Juju's story here, which is a small video. And let's see. With one punk ass ad. Here's an update on what I read the other day. Hawaii governor says Obama's birth certificate exists, but can't produce it. Yeah, all right. Is this another McDonald's lady scam? Huh.
I think I heard that before. Red Bull gives
you wings. Is exploiting the mall.
The law came out and surfaced. We doubled back and spent more time retracing her steps at that mall, talking to the DA's office and combing court records, all to cover the unexpected twists and turns in the story behind that viral video. She earned internet fame as the poster girl for the perils of texting and walking with that now infamous tumble into a mall fountain.
Oh, my God. Play it back.
Then Kathy Cruz Marrero appeared on GMA to tell her story and complained that security was too busy laughing to tend to her.
Not one single person went to my aid. It's
oh, what, bitch?
Anybody's mother. It could have been
bitch.
But it turns out Marrero has bigger problems than wet clothes and a bruised ego. After her appearance, she was in a Pennsylvania court for a hearing on charges of identity theft.
You dumb bitch.
Documents show in 2009 she used a co-worker's credit card without permission to purchase more than $5,000 in merchandise at a Target and Zales jewelry store.
We're not 100% certain how she got a hold of that credit card, but she did acknowledge that she stole the card.
Also on her record, four previous criminal convictions for retail theft in the 90s and a hit run. And while she was happy to talk to us on Thursday morning...
You did learn a big lesson, huh? Absolutely. Absolutely, George. Do not text and walk.
When we later raised questions about her criminal record and whether this caught on tape was real or a hoax, her lawyer stepped in, telling us there's absolutely no indication that it was staged. That's nonsense. In April, Marrero is expected to be sentenced for her fraud and theft convictions, and we're told she'll likely face house arrest and electronic monitoring. Meanwhile, that security guard who posted the video was reportedly fired after the incident. Her lawyer now says she has no plans to file a lawsuit against the mall. Now she says she just wants an apology.
You were edging towards that yesterday, you can tell. Okay, Juju, thanks very much.
A fucking apology for being a dumbass and a goddamn thief. What kind of shit is that, people? What the fucking world coming to? You know? Hey.
Yeah.
Dumbass. Hey, you get caught for going public and shit. What? All right, people, that will do it for your Nutty News. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Yeah. Oh, man, it's going to happen. I'd like to thank Ms. Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, for bringing Mr. Brayden King, featured indie artist, for the real big today. Yeah, we get out of here on his song. We're going to end the show on his song. We're going to run it back.
Jackson.
And that's how we do, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get up out of here with Brayden King, How to Mob, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so make sure y'all come back, tune in to WDGE Radio for more independent hits from around the world.
Thanks, Mr.
And I mean the world.
Play that position.
Woo!
Brainstorm on the beach.
Don't do their job.
Stabby Davis, good looking.
Yes, sir.
Who we be to rap, what key be to lock, or the automatic start if the engine was hip-hop. Game will be told, so I teach you how to mob, so if you ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. Had to hit them hard, I hit them up with a bass. Mr. Fab, it's a track, Mr. Yellow, but from the bay. Mobbing out a day with Versace up on the shade. Call me coach, play position and run me another play. Ones on the floor, keep the hundreds in my hand. You can fit a couple thousand real snug in a rubber band. Only fear God, never scared of another man. I am not scared of losing or needing another plan. Baby girl like the windows down in the heat up, with my hand on her leg when she rolling the weed up. Kate and I-5, they just trying to keep up. 10 toes down, I'm not kicking my feet up.
Pay attention, little bruh, I'll show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh, only big guys. Keep fools on deck, bruh, hey, she got a problem. Back, trap, trap, rap, 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 rap. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. Pay attention, little bruh, I'll teach you how to mob.
So what up, bro, bro, what up, bro, bro? Tell me what you mixing up in the cuts, bro, bro. You say that when you see me, you gon' hit them up. Nah, retaliation leave you needing more than luck, bro, bro. I got that Kush bagging, just about to get the swaggin'. And only the finest models allowed in the bandwagon. I don't know your cousin, you're letting the little steam. You are not affiliated or a member of the team. Keep company that qualifies kings. Don't affiliate with hoes or any drama that they bring. I will fear no man, got a problem, better swing. White chalk outline, leave them lying in the ring. I know how to spot a cop's lights in the rear view. Zoning off a quarter purple cut, get a clear view. CDH told me lace them up, so I'm going in. Competition, I just twist them up, blow them in the wind.
Hey, attention, little bruh, I'll show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh, only big guys. Keep fools on deck, bruh, in case you got a problem. Back, trap, trap, rap, 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 rap. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job.
Lyrically, I'm 50, 150, I got my swag on. All these other Facebook gangsters can get their tag on. I'm not hearing none of they chatter, spit by like Dragon. Always keep a toolie, even if you're in the Aston. Kill the game, after that you gotta reload. Pockets getting thin, throw your hustle into beast mode. Sit behind fence with my eyes and my seat slow. Only rhyme and reason is I do it for the C-no. Money on time, I despise truancy. Say no to the grind and you find currency. Can't imitate, I define doing me. We originated fluent, go define fluency. City on my back and I'm stomping in some fresh ones. Back to the money, then it's on to the next one. 6 swishes later, baby, I'm still smoking. Bryn King and the Princess India, Oakland.
Yeah, little bruh, I show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh, only big guys. Keep fools on deck, bruh, in case you got a problem.